email from Brother Ernie that his daughter is in the hospital. I'm not sure for exactly what she had stated either, I don't think, but Brother Ernie's the the missionary we support over there in the Philippines. So let's lift up his daughter in prayer as we go through service and according to God's will. So let's stand together. Good to have visitors with us. Good to have everyone, just about everyone here. So it make you think what it'd be like when all the devil gets out of the way. He's got a lot of forms. But I know there's one thing he does, and that's keep people out of church. That's what he does, because he knows what'll happen if he can do it too long. You'll dry up. I mean, I'm not a prophet in that way, but I'll tell you right now, you'll dry up. If you get out of the house of God too long, you'll be struggling, fighting, but I'm glad we made it today.
Amen.
If you're hungry, you can leave full. Amen. No, you should. You're going to leave full. If you believe it, you will. So let's open our Bibles, Ephesians 4, and we'll go to 1 Corinthians here. Ephesians chapter 4, and I just want to read a few verses here, and we'll go over to 1 Corinthians. I thoroughly enjoyed myself yesterday at about 1 o'clock. No, I enjoyed the ceremony. Thanks, you know, I'm glad for God's grace to help me through that. And it seemed to go smoother than I thought it would. That's for sure. So, praise the Lord. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And it gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse before that. Verse 27. God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues, or all apostles, or all prophets, or all teachers, or all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing. You all speak with tongues, you all interpret, but covet only the best gifts, and yet I show unto you more excellent things. I'd like to speak on the fivefold ministry again, we've gone through church order. Lord willing, we'll get to these different offices here. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. We reverence his presence. Does anyone have a need to approach the word of God? Says, Father, I know the word can supply my need today.
Yes,
have that faith. If you have the right kind of faith, you'll get the right kind of results every time. Let's believe it together as we approach God's word. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you've assembled us here together. When just a few days, a few years ago, for some of us, where would we be on a Sunday, Lord? We wouldn't be in the house of the Lord. We're so grateful you did something to us. You changed us, Lord. And now you continue to mold us and make us into your very image. And we come believing, Lord, that you'll do exceedingly and abundantly more than anything we could ever ask or think. Lord, because we put our confidence in you today. I pray, Lord, for this congregation, that if there's anyone that's sick in this building, that before the service is over, they will leave well. If there's anyone here that's discouraged, Lord, that they will find that you are their all-sufficient portion, Lord, and leave here in a heart full of joy and contentment, Father. If there's anyone here that needs the Holy Ghost, I pray, Lord, that there be a way for them to receive it in this service. Knowing, Father, that you want to give us your Spirit, you want to give us your blessings, you want to pour it on us more than we even want to receive it, and the only thing that's ever in the way is our own unbelief, Father. We pray you forgive us, Lord, of our shortcomings. Yes. Forgive us of our unbelief. Let us take it all and put it in the blood of Christ right now as we confess it before you, that we can come before your throne, come before your word with a heart of perfection, Lord, because you've changed us by the blood. Grant to each one that's here today, have the preeminence in this service, we ask, Lord. And as we think on Brother Ernie real quick, we want to lift him up in prayer and his family. May you heal him and provide for him, we ask. In Jesus Christ's name, for your glory, Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. As we approach this subject, let's just go ahead and get comfortable for a little while. Is that all right?
Amen.
Let's get in gear here. I'm going to try my best to, y'all that were here last week know we didn't get nowhere fast. But the Lord knows what he has for us, and he knows how to do what he needs to do when he needs to do it. And I've served him long enough to know that his way is the best way.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm so grateful that he so accompanies us, that even as Wednesday, we could all know that he stands right here amongst us.
Yes.
And that anything you desire, look, that's your well of life right there.
Amen.
It's not Brother Andrew. Even right now, it's the Word of God.
Yes.
And not the Word of God in print that will kill you. It's the Word of God made alive by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And that's what we've come here to hear from today. And I pray you have. I pray you've got that expectation. I pray you've got your mind off anything else.
Yes.
Because if you don't, that other thing will take the preeminence. I'll tell you that right now. That's why we close our eyes when we pray. That's why we reverence when we come to the house of God. It's not out of ritual. It's not a religion. It's that we can know that we are in the presence of the Almighty. And he deserves all the preeminence.
Yes.
Amen. So as we approach this subject, we've been going through the church order and things, and I'm pretty sure we've combed it through about as good as I can think. I've prayed and prayed if there's any other directions for me to go, and right now this might be it, but that doesn't mean anything. I've had changes happen the minute before I got up here. So, but as far as right now, we've got the questions and things. And remember, if you weren't here and you have questions on something I've preached on church order, I want you to turn that in. I talked about that on Wednesday. You can do that today or next Wednesday because I'll be answering those on Sunday. I don't want to prolong it a long time. I just want to get it taken care of and move forward. So if you got any questions at heart, please let me know, and that goes for today as well. Now, before I say anything, I want to say this. This is what I believe. Okay? If another church has a different idea about certain things, you need to leave here going, that's okay. Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay. Because other people have their own ideas about this or that, and I'm doing my best to just take what the Word said, take what God has sent us. How many believes that?
Amen.
The message of the hour was not just something that, oh, it's just a good commentary to the Bible. No, sir, without it, you don't know what the Bible's talking about.
Amen.
It's not adding to the Bible. It only brings a light so you can actually see what the Bible is saying. Many people think they know what the Bible is saying. They said, well, whoever confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord is saved. Right? Isn't that right? But they don't. They think, oh, if I just say that, that's good enough. That's not, well, because the Bible says later, and you can only call him the Lord if you've got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a conversion there. That's the only way you can, you, the real you. Your flesh can say whatever you want. It's got to be the inner man that can say, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And the only way to do that is to get the Lord on the inside.
Hallelujah.
That's the Holy Spirit, not some other person. That is the person.
Amen.
Absolutely. And that person that loves you, how many believes that?
Amen.
He set in the church 5 offices.
Yes.
And how we like to critique and bash those 5 offices. And I'm not just saying that because I'm one of them. I'm just saying that because I've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone that gets thrown under the bus first, it's one of those 5 guys.
Yeah, come on.
Some people only believe there's one of them. Isn't that right? There's a problem. And those other 4 we don't really need anymore. Y'all came to church, so I don't think that's you all.
Amen.
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 Some got it one the other way where it's just the pastor and whatever he's got to say, that's it. Everything else doesn't count. No, sir. Some got a 4 where, you know, we can just push the prophet out a little bit if we don't like what he's got to say, and we'll just do what we desire. No, sir. God has set in the church 5 offices.
Amen.
As we talked about the different gifts, and Paul talks about there a little bit about tongues and helps and things of that sort, the gifts of the Spirit, the 9 spiritual gifts, do not work the same as the 5 offices, because those gifts can come on believers. They can be taken away if God doesn't want to use them for that. But these men are the gift themselves.
Amen.
So you can't separate the man from the gift. That's who he is. Him as the man, the office, the one that's given to guide the church of the living God, he's the one that's the gift. And if you look at him as a man, you'll get nothing out of it. If you look at this service as a man, if you look at, well, we've only got 30 here, and it's kind of hot, and I really want to go eat lunch, you'll get nothing out of service. I will say it, thus say the Lord, you will, because if you don't come expecting, you'll never hear anything from God. Say, is that possible? Yes, sir. Jesus' own ministry. He talked right in the face of people. What did they do?
Right.
Put a rag over his head, beat him and said, if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you.
Right.
You can sit in the presence of eternal life and turn it down.
Right.
Not thinking anything of it. Actually, so bad that you take the same man and you say, he's not even worthy to live. Let's kill him.
Yeah.
And then we're so not concerned with this man, let's gamble over his clothes. Okay? You can do the same sitting right here.
That's right.
Why? Because, we always recognize God yesterday. And we say we're going to tomorrow. What about today?
Amen.
Do you recognize him now?
Yes.
That's the goal. That's where
Thank
we got
you,
to
Lord.
Get. And if you can get your faith like that in the ministry that God has ordained for you, you'll reap many rewards. We'll
Amen.
Say it that way.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Paul says here, and God set some in the church first apostles. And I find that so amazing that the first, he says first, God set an apostle. And yet, I think that's the least we ever talk about.
Right.
God forbid a man say he's called to be an apostle. We might have to excommunicate him out. Well, the problem is because we've had so much bogus and so much phony,
Amen.
It's so hard to find the real thing.
Right.
I'm going to read a few things Brother Branham says about this. Let me find it here. Believer's position in Christ. This is 55. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. An apostle. The word apostle means one that's sent. I've often wondered why the missionary ever wanted to be called a missionary. A missionary is an apostle. Amen. The word missionary means one sent. Apostle means one sent. A missionary is an apostle. When people say there's no more apostles, and that same church sends missionaries and says there's no more apostles, I don't get it. Amen. But apostle is one that's sent, so it's the missionary is the one that's sent. Sent by God and Paul, not by desire, not by choice, not by the will of man or his own humanly desires, but by the will of God, he was an apostle. We want some like that. By the will of God, he was on the road to Damascus, listen to this, to arrest, think of it, was going to arrest the very group that he was sent to be the apostle of. How many of you in the predestination of God would have said, oh yeah, Lord, that guy that's down there killing Christians and throw them in jail, let's make him an apostle. That's the reasoning of man, and I'm so glad the Bible says it keeps coming up. But God's foolishness is greater than man's wisdom.
Amen.
And that's why we get this idea that we're going to establish this man and we're going to raise him up and fashion him, and he's going to be a missionary. It will fall flat every time.
Right.
Because it's not man that set these people in the church. God has set these people
Amen.
In the church. And what identifies them, the pillar of fire follows.
Amen.
Every ministry has the same qualification. If God doesn't back you up, you're not called.
Amen.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
How can you say that, Brother Andrew? Because that's the same confidence I have that I'm called, is because he shows up.
Amen.
I don't care. I'm a school teacher. I can talk a good talk maybe and teach a little drawings and stuff. That's not what preaching is.
No.
That's not what the gifts of the Spirit are. They are there that God can manifest himself.
Amen.
And he's the only one that knows exactly what to say all the time.
Amen.
And he's the one that knows what man he needs back here when he needs him. Amen. Paul, called to be an apostle by the will of God. An apostle is a man that is sent. What did Paul the apostle do? Have you ever watched his ministry? First, he was commissioned purely by God.
Right.
Even to where Jerusalem knew nothing of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? He met God on the road to Damascus. He met him at what should have been the worst time of his life. He was going to kill Christians, and that's when God met him.
Amen.
And remember, only he saw the light.
Amen.
Some of them heard thunder. He's the only one that knew what the voice said. And it blinded his eyes. The light was so real to Paul, it blinded him.
Right.
And yet others couldn't even see it.
Amen.
John bear record that the Spirit of God fell on the
That's
Son
right.
of God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure, John, sure. Oh, yeah, but yeah, pillar of fire. Yeah, okay. They'll say the same thing about Brother Branham, won't they?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the only one that saw it. Oh, that's fine. I'm sorry, if you're identified by God, you better listen.
Amen.
That same man on his road to Damascus, is, you know, he was predestined before the foundation of the world to be the apostle to the Gentiles, to be the prophet of that age, the word bringer for that age. We would have probably picked Peter, isn't that right? We said, oh my, he opened it up, isn't that right? He opened up Acts 2:38. He gave salvation to the Gentiles there in Cornelius' house, but God knew better.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not by the will of man, not by the will of a council of men, not by the will of those who we think are highly spiritual,
right.
But only by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
What made them convinced that Paul was an apostle was not his smooth talking.
Right.
Was not his eloquent speech. He actually said, that's exactly what I don't have.
Right. Right.
But it's because the power of God followed.
Yes.
And Paul was sent, as we know, he had his conversion there, and the only man that knew anything about it was Ananias, another man that saw visions.
Amen.
Another man that had, I believe him to be a prophet because God was able to speak to him that way. He wasn't the word prophet for his day, but they're still prophets.
Amen.
I'll get to that here in a second. They're still prophets, absolutely. And he was led by the Lord to go down and pray for Brother Saul. I mean, he's grateful for that.
Yes.
He had saw beyond what man saw. He could see this man is going to suffer many names for the, many things for the name of Jesus Christ. And without him, we won't have a New Testament. I better go pray for him.
Amen.
I mean, if you could have done that. Well, you look, Ananias fought it too. Don't worry. He said, Lord, are you sure?
Right.
Go read it. He said, don't you know what this man's done?
Right.
He's telling the Spirit of the Lord. Don't you know something? Don't think you and I don't do the same
thing.
Lord, how am I going to pay my tithes? I just can't do it. I don't know how it's going to... Hey, did he say to do that or did you?
Amen.
Come on. And that's just one. I could go right on down the line. How can I dress modestly? I don't have enough money to even buy clothes. I'm sorry, you got a witness right there of a woman that had one borrowed skirt worn every day because she had a conviction of what was rocked. Man, there's no excuse, as Brother Bram said. Even with clothes, you got good. You got sewing machines. You can make yourself. That's right. We got too much pride about it, don't we? God help us. I'm here to serve the Lord. I don't care what you think in that regard. I don't care what any church thinks. I don't care what Brother so-and-so said. I'm here to serve God.
Amen.
And what God has said is final. And if you don't like it, well, that's your opinion. You can go do what you want to. But as far as me and my house, we're serving the Lord.
Amen.
Paul got commissioned, not by man, but by God himself. He met the pillar of fire personally. He knew where he stood, so he could go right to Jerusalem and say, I wasn't behind the very chief apostles.
Right.
Oh, Paul, you're kind of lifting yourself up a little bit, aren't you? That's a man that knows where he stands. Because Paul knew, I'm not lifting up me. I'm lifting up the grace of God in my life. That God could take somebody that was so wretched and miserable as I and make him the greatest apostle in this age.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Paul's fault that the rest of them just wanted to stick around Jerusalem.
Right.
He tried to tell them, come on.
Right.
Go to the Gentiles.
Right.
Remember, he caught Peter there. Don't even want to eat with them.
Right.
Actually, it was Peter and Paul. Isn't that right? That movie, I don't know how accurate that is, but the whole movie, it's about Paul trying to get Peter to understand God is going to the Gentiles.
Right.
And Peter trying to hold to the Jews. And he gets toward his death and he says, you, Paul, is right. God has turned from the Gentiles. Isn't that what Paul said?
Yes.
Says you count yourself unworthy of eternal life. We'll hit that on Wednesday a little bit here, Lord willing. You come prayed up Wednesday.
Amen.
You come no sin in your life. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to enjoy service Wednesday night. If you come in here convicted.
Right.
All right. I love you. Once Paul was commissioned by God as an apostle now, I'm talking about just that office as an apostle we've spoken on last week. That a man can do the work of an office, but not be his office in particular. That's absolutely New Testament church.
Right.
Absolutely. Paul, if you don't believe that, then Brother Branham was the biggest hypocrite ever walked the earth because he did the work of an evangelist for most of his life.
Right.
When God wanted him to be a prophet.
Amen.
Right.
But that's, God can use a man for an office, but what, he even says it himself. He says, when God takes me off the field, I can't be a prophet and evangelist at the same time. He's going to have to do one or the other.
Right.
That's what he said. I might have had my own ideas about that, but I'm glad God sent us a message.
Amen.
Make sure I hit that real quick. These offices are all subject to the message of the hour.
That's right.
They're not allowed to usurp the word of the day.
Right.
Timothy could not come to his church and say, look, I know what Paul said, but I got this idea. It didn't work that way. Paul would have never said a man like that.
Right.
No, but he knew Timothy would listen to the word of God.
Yes.
He knew Titus would listen to the word of God. And I'm glad God put those examples in the Bible. You can see how submissive they were to what Paul had to say.
Amen.
Even John had to deal with it too. And look, he didn't back down either when they said they had their own ideas and wanted the preeminence. He called them out by name.
Right.
God forbid if we do anything like that anymore. See, the word really has to be our absolute. It's got to get to where this is right. My feelings might not agree with this. It doesn't matter what I feel. The word is right. Paul started his apostleship. Where did he do? He went from town. He'd go to a town and start a work of the Lord there. But he didn't just stay there because he was an apostle. That's what he was doing. He would go and establish a work there until, remember, they thought it a long time to be in Corinth, like a year and a half. That was a long time for what he was usually accustomed to. Because he'd get there, God sent him there, he'd bring souls in. Remember Brother Branham, he said, converted one soul and he came back in a year and they had 30.
Right.
Why? Because he converted the man he was predestinated to. He's doing apostolic work. Set that man up, said, preach the gospel here. I'll be back next year.
Right.
It's the hardest job there is. That's why it's the first office in the fivefold. That's why I believe Paul, even it was probably better for him to be single. That's why he says that. I went that all meant because he had to be away a lot. And you can hear that from Brother Branham's children, how hard it was for Papa to be gone so much. So maybe that's why he was single and things. I'm just saying that. But he went from town to town. You know, he'd go to Ephesus, start a work there, and set a man. Then go over to all the way through, right, Philippi and through that. But then he would make his rounds back around to make sure they weren't leaving the word.
Amen.
That's an apostolic ministry. Starting a work of the Lord, I believe, is an apostolic ministry. If you start, and I'll just say it here. You know, we came here with nobody here. I believe that's apostolic. Absolutely. But I'm now pastoring here, so I'm not an apostle right now or doing the work of one. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I don't feel to leave here.
Amen.
And mainly from what I just said a little bit ago, I believe there'd be a man to stand here and take care of the flock of God first.
Right.
Maybe God will want me to do that. I don't know. He hasn't said anything like that. But for the time being right now, I am a pastor. You can't be an apostle and a pastor at the same time. When Paul stopped at Corinth, the Bible says, and he was compelled by God to do it, which means it was a little out of his normal character.
Right.
Why? He was called to be an apostle.
Right.
But God told him, stay here. I have much people in this city. So he stayed there and did what we would call pastoral work for there for a year and a half. But that wasn't what he was called. God took and moved him on.
Amen.
A lot of times people think a missionary and an evangelist are the same thing. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. It's not the same. An evangelist is there to go, and we'll get to that in a minute. He's there to stir up fire. He's there to be the sheepdog of the sheepfold.
Right.
He's not the shepherd, but he gets the job done when we can't pat you on the back too much.
Right.
Love is the way God wants to do things, but if you're not listening to love, he'll use fear.
Amen.
Why? Because he loves you enough. That you do it, don't even lie. You do it to your children. I do it to mine.
Yes.
Don't touch that, buddy. You don't want to do that. Trust me, don't touch that. And then they get a little too close. They say, hey, don't touch that.
Right.
Why? Because it'll shock them or cut them.
Amen.
Or something. I'm making them fear me because I'm trying to save their life.
Amen.
And we go, oh, God, why did you do this to me? And why is this so hard and stuff? Look at your life and look at the cliff you're about to fall off. And
Amen.
Realize that God is trying to get you back to the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know you felt that conviction of love on your heart first time, second, third dozen, 50th. And finally, God said, you know what? All right, buddy. We'll do it your way.
Right.
I told you God knows what to say, when to say.
Right.
What are you talking about, an apostle? Look at all that.
Right.
What is that? It's the Spirit of the Lord knows what to tell us and we need to hear.
Right.
Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and forever. Let me lead this. Then besides that, he's got five ministerial offices. First is the apostle or missionaries. The word apostle means one sent. A missionary means one sent. Secondarily, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and so forth. Those are God-given gifts. Gifts. Oh, man, if I'm some of that pastor, I tell you what, he just gets on my time. He's always getting in my life. Tell me what I need to do. That doesn't sound like a gift. Sounds like a torment. And it can go both ways, all
right?
Don't let me throw the congregation under the bus. A pastor can get a wrong spirit. I've actually seen it,
right.
And it's ugly.
Yeah.
I've seen a congregation get the wrong spirit,
yeah.
And that's ugly.
Yeah.
And see, if we all come with the right expectation, the right belief, that I'm God's gift to you, you're God's gift to me.
Amen.
I'm here to live for you, you're here to live for me. We're all here to live for one another.
Amen.
And when we keep that kind of perspective, all the little things kind of disappear.
Amen.
All
right.
You can't make yourself a minister. God's got to call you.
Amen.
Let's turn to Acts chapter 21. Everybody understand apostolic ministry? Apostle. Amen. And I believe we support that. We support Brother Ernie. I believe him to be doing an apostolic work. He goes in the towns and starts things where there is nothing. And then I'm assuming he can't do it all. I know that. He's busy as he is. He's got to find somebody to take over after a period of time. So that's why I support that. Acts 21. Let me find my place here. And let's go to, verse 8. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea. And we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. What seven? Does anybody remember? The deacons in Jerusalem. He was one of the seven that they had picked there. Now look, he is now doing, he's an evangelist now. It's kind of hard to be a deacon and an evangelist at the same time.
Right.
You can't be in your service at your home church and evangelizing somewhere else. So that's why I believe it said he was one of the seven, which means he was well qualified to be a deacon, but now God had called him to be an evangelist, and he was gone. He wasn't in Jerusalem no more, and they didn't get mad at him and stew up about it. They knew God had called him to go do that, so they said, praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Philip. Now, it don't always work that way, even though it should. We know that Paul and Barnabas one time thought that they had it all figured out, what they were going to do, and they contended so much and said it was so sharp, they said, fine, you go that way, we're going that way.
Right.
Both in the will of the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. And we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. So I want to tell you, they're still prophetess. There's still such thing as prophetess. There's women that can prophesy, but it's not an administrative gift in the body. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
It's just be like speaking in tongues or anything else, but it would be the word of the Lord can come to a woman. Absolutely.
Right.
And Philip the evangelist had four daughters. God bless you. Hallelujah. How many believe that can still be?
Yeah.
Not can. It is.
Yeah.
It is. There has to be. Everything God does, he doesn't change his plan.
Right.
It's the same. Amen. Amen. For 4 hours was prophesied. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. How many heard Agabus before? Now look, Paul was the prophet of the age. I want to make sure I keep saying this and saying this until we all believe what the Bible says.
Right.
But Agabus was a prophet of the Lord at the same time.
Amen.
God only has one major witness for an age. But that doesn't mean he doesn't. If that was it, then how are we serving the Lord? It was just Brother Branham. That was it, right? But it's not that's not what Brother Branham is saying when he says that, you know, God sent Moses. But look, there's Aaron and Miriam right there prophesying as well. But there's still only one that's given the word for the age.
Amen.
All right? And in this day, it wasn't anybody but Paul.
Right.
And Agabus, though being a prophet, still subjugated himself to Paul. Listen to his prophecy here. I love this portion of Scripture. Certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And what would you have said? Is he right? You know, is this what's going to happen? He absolutely had the word of the Lord. That's exactly what was going to happen. But look at them right away. What are they going to do? Taking their own interpretation of what God's prophet just said. Let me keep reading here. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go to Jerusalem. Was he not supposed to go? Keep reading. The word, that's what I'm saying, the prophet of the age has the word. Even if there's another prophet prophesying, he tells you what that word means.
Uh-huh.
Not you. Can you hear me now? I hope you understand. This is absolutely the order of God's Bible. Then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not only to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem.
for the name of the Lord Jesus. Was he walking in the will of God? Most of us, I'm telling you right now, if we get just like these were, we said, so save the Lord. Don't go, Paul. You'll die. You got to come subject to the word of the age. The word of the age stood up and said, I'm not ready. Don't break my heart. I'm not ready just to be bound. I'm ready to die.
Amen. Amen.
Why? Why was Paul so determined to be a martyr? How many knows? It's because he always haunted him about Stephen.
Right.
You can find in the Bible one time when Paul's trying to call him, but he says, but Lord, I was there when they killed Stephen.
Amen.
I consented to his death. You know what Jesus did? Didn't pay no attention. Why? He had already washed that Paul away.
Amen.
Saul got washed away and God only saw Paul.
Amen.
The same one that the devils could say, Jesus I know. And Paul, I know.
Amen.
But who are you?
Yes.
I asked the same question today. The devils know Jesus. They know Brother Branham's name too well.
Right.
Do they know yours?
Come on.
I'm telling you, he does.
Right.
I'm telling you, look, Brother Johnny knows your name because you already whipped him last Wednesday.
Right.
How many believes that?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hope this is making sense. God still has prophets, but those prophets, even when they prophesy, it must be subject to what God's prophet of the age has already brought.
Right.
I don't question that men have said, thus saith the Lord, but the interpretation they took did not coincide with the word of the age, and it's left people out to die.
Right.
Because if God doesn't build the building, it will not stand.
Right.
Amen. Now why? Why is it so hard to have a genuine prophet? It's all right. Usually Dad got stuff down here pretty well, but you know, with the wedding and everything, we were tearing this place apart, so. Amen. Excuse me. And I see shall possess the gate of the enemy 62. Listen to this. This is why we don't have prophets like we ought to. They fail that still small voice of the word. That word keeps you balanced to the cross. That's where it lays. That's why we don't have genuine prophets in the church today like Agabus. That's why the church today, they hardly respect speaking in tongues when somebody speaks, because they've heard so much bogus and carry on till they don't know what is right and wrong in it.
Nice.
See, I wish we would able to say, yes, we know this man's a prophet, but you can't say that in the message widely. You just can't. I'm telling you that right now.
Right.
Because there's so much bogus, and there's so many people who claim they might even have been called. God, hear us today. God, I want this to be so plain to you. They could have been called to be a prophet.
Right.
Just like Balaam was.
Right.
But took their own greed. And they take the word and they use it for their own situation.
Yeah.
And use the gift of God for the devil.
Uh-huh.
Right. Is that possible? Elvis did it.
Right.
Many others have. Many who started out Christian singers. Just about any of them anymore. You can find that they got it there.
Yeah.
And then it was turned over to Satan. Balaam was a prime example of what a false prophet is, a real false prophet. Not ones that just blab and don't got no truth to it. A man that is absolutely called to be a prophet, but takes his gift and sells it off.
Good.
And then the Bible says that was the error of Balaam, or the doctrine of Balaam, all those things that Balaam did. He's a prime example. And without Balaam, how misunderstanding we would be of the scriptures.
Right.
How can this man prophesy the truth and yet be of the devil?
Right.
I just showed you right here. If they would have convinced Paul, listen to me now, to not go to Jerusalem, where would we be?
Yes.
Amen.
But see, that proved Paul was a real prophet.
Amen.
He wasn't doing it selfishly. He had a goal and a motive. I'm here to live for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Balaam, on the other hand, didn't care what Moses had to say.
That's right.
He didn't care what God had to say. He kept God's eyes on money.
Right.
The love of money. Bible already declared it. It's the root of all evil. All of it. And you can't divert. If you find somebody doing evil, you trace it down. The love for money or wealth or prosperity or something is in there. That's why they're doing it. And Balaam absolutely said the word, thus saith the Lord. And it was absolute truth.
That's right.
And when that didn't work, instead of humbling himself to the word, which he should have done, he proved he was a false prophet.
Right.
He said, hey, here, Balaam, let me tell you what to do.
Right.
Step one didn't work. Go plan B. I'm telling you right now, people, we go in the permissive will. I'm telling you right now, the permissive will is like driving from here to Canada, but you're going to head south. That's really what it's like. You better have a boat, you better have a parachute and a plane and all kinds of things. You better get ready, go on the permissive will, because it's terrible.
Right.
God's predestinated, you'll get there.
Right.
You get those flat easy, just yield yourself to the Lord.
Amen.
Just head on north. Yep. Get there in no time, no just smooth roads, you know, no heartaches, and then run.
True.
And some of us, we've made mistakes to the point where part of our life will be in the permissive will until we die. But see, that's not the attitude. Take, well, God, why this? Why that? No, God predestinated it.
Amen.
God allowed it. He ordained it. He foreknew it, but he made provisions for you. Serve him now.
Amen.
Amen. Getting nowhere fast. I believe there's genuine prophets in the church today. I believe there's men. I know a few brothers that you all know, I'm sure, that they have been visions. There's still visions there. They've all come to pass. But they believe this message.
Amen.
And if the vision would have contradicted this message, they would have turned it down.
Right.
Amen. We need to reverence these things more than what we do.
Awesome.
And that goes for all 9 spiritual gifts. All 5 gifts I'm talking here, we spout off ways. The man leaves the word, even if you have to expose the wrong. If your heart ain't full of love, and you want to rectify the situation, you're doing the wrong thing.
Yep.
And we'll talk about the cliff. There is a cliff, all right? And John talks about that. He said, there is a sin to death.
Right.
He says, I do not say that all preaching.
Right.
People don't like that preaching, but it's in the Bible.
True.
This is absolute.
Yeah.
Jesus told some people, you know, he told the woman at the woman caught in adultery, where are your accusers? He says, I don't have none. Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. Turned to another group that were religious, should have known who he was, and said, you're the father of the devil and his works you do.
Right.
Said, you won't believe that I'm he, so you will die in your sins. That's part of the scriptures. And if the same God that lived in him is living here now, it will do the same thing. For those that turn this word down for the last time.
Right.
I'm trying to hold back a little bit there, but we'll keep going on. The apostle is first. We read that. Why? He's the ground worker. He's the one that brings the bulldozers in and cleans out the lane and gets the foundation set up. And God sends in a prophet. Why? To make sure that they're staying on the word.
Right.
Amen. And then it said, thirdly, teachers. Why? Because first you got to get people converted, then you teach them.
Right.
You can't teach people until conversion.
Right.
If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, there's only one thing to tell you to do. Repent. Baptize in Jesus Christ and get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Until then, I'm not wasting my time.
That's true.
And people, and you know what? You won't be very popular. Get over it. One was a Christian. You show me in the Bible when a Christian just had this great following all his life and everybody loved him and stuff. And Jesus warned us, if every man says good about you, you might want to check up.
Amen. Because
that's what they said to Balaam. That's what they told the false prophets. But the true prophets are the ones that had to give their lives.
Right.
Why? Because they knew where they stood, and they knew. And the Bible talks about Hebrews 13, isn't that right? That they saw the hope afar off and were persuaded,
amen,
convinced that Isaiah could say, I don't care what you do to me.
Yeah.
I've already seen the new heavens and earth.
Yeah.
Saw me
yeah.
in half. I'll get there faster.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why Paul was saying that there when we just read. He said, why do you break my heart? I'm ready to go.
Right.
And he wasn't cutting his work short because he says, I finished my course. I've done what I'm supposed to do. I'm ready because there's a crown of life waiting for me when I get back. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
And he didn't just say it for him, but he said there's one for everyone that loves
yeah.
his appearing. And the Son of God has appeared again in this day.
Amen.
He has brought us his word. When he opened the seals, he showed himself that he's still here.
Yeah.
All he did was reveal himself that he was here the whole time.
Yeah.
And his people.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Apostle, prophet, when God has a teacher. Now let me listen to this. Let's all listen. Question and answers 54. You say, well, glory to God, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost has come, and you don't need any teacher. He's the teacher himself. Oh, brother, how can you be so little from reading the scripture? Why did the Holy Ghost set teachers in the church then? Say, I don't have to have anybody teach me. The Holy Ghost teaches me. It does through a teacher. He set teachers in the church.
Right.
See, you can't take one scripture and run with it. You've got to bring it all together. Brother Branham doesn't play around with this. He said, are all teachers, are all apostles, all gifts of healing? The Holy Ghost sets these things in the church. He operates them all, and each one of them operates orderly.
Amen.
Let me read you another one here. 54 question and answers. This is the next day. It said, oh, please, church, have faith just a little while. See, you must come under teaching. You say, I don't need no one to teach me after the Holy Ghost has come. My friends, that gives me little room to doubt whether you really got it or not.
That's right.
See, the way you're acting with it, see, the thing you're doing, why that? If the Bible says the Holy Spirit is the teacher, why did the Holy Spirit put teachers in the church then? To set the church in order.
Amen.
The same Holy Spirit? Sure. We don't need any seminaries to go around. A big bunch of men to look out these things. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. See, it's a teacher, and it gives some fellow a gift of teaching. Then you must be subject to that gift.
That's right.
Now, a lot of times, and especially when I've heard the message, we tend to classify ministers this way. If you're a pastor, obviously you're over a church and things, and the apostle and prophet, we usually get shoved out. We don't really worry about it too much. I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you what I've experienced.
Right.
I obviously don't believe that because I just preached on both of them.
Right.
But if you're another minister and you're not a pastor and you got a little bit of fire to you, you're an evangelist.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not a pastor, an evangelist, and you know you're kind of more laid back maybe or a little quieter, you're a teacher. No, so you're basing it on style. You're basing it on charisma.
Right.
That has nothing to do with it. A man's got a personality, sure, but the gift is what is coming out of his mouth.
Amen.
Yeah. A man can be fiery and teach.
That's right.
Absolutely. And a man can be as quiet can be and get sinners to come to Christ.
Amen.
Like an evangelist. It's not based on the style. And a pastor doesn't... pastors kind of be in the... whatever God wants is what God wants.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we got to make the word our absolute. It's not how loud the word is or how quiet it is or how forceful it is. If it's the word, it's the word, and I'm going to say amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
I believe in using your vocal cords.
Yes.
I don't believe in just thinking the word. The word is spoken.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Comes out of my heart. I can't. I don't know how people do it. I really can't. When I hear something good, it just boom, it's out.
Amen.
When something feels good, I hallelujah. Why? Because that's where I'm going.
Amen.
I'm going somewhere where that's normal.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
glory to God. Now let me teach you what teaching should do.
Yes.
All right? We've been doing that here recently, and you've seen the results, haven't you?
Yes.
We used to think, oh my, if we get real emotional and real loud, and then we pray and we scream, and we all get in this big rally, we'll get healed, and find out it didn't work.
Right.
It's the old dog pile tactic, right? We got a devil. Let's all dog pile on it.
Right.
That's not how the apostles did it. That's not how Jesus did it. It's you just got to say the word in faith,
yes.
And the devil leaves.
Amen.
Why? Because you come with the right understanding. Now, the Holy Spirit can use a forceful voice if he so desires.
Right.
But that's not what's moving the devil anyways.
Right.
It's just the word itself. Because
right.
The word is a person.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That person shows up, and that's what's pushing the man out.
Right.
That other devil out of his way. Isn't that right, Brother John? Push me out. Position Melissa. Push back pain right out here. How many's had it right here in service?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Why? Proper teaching of the word of God.
Amen.
As long as we subject ourselves to the teaching that's brought forth, and I say, well, I wish you had said that a little louder. How many appreciate Brother Josiah when he was here?
That's good.
Oh, my goodness, that tore me up left and right, up and down, that whole sermon. And it was so quiet, my recording didn't pick it up hardly. But I tell you what, it was the word.
Right, yes.
And I don't think I haven't called him back because of that. I just, you all know my schedule the last 2 months.
Right.
I've been just trying to keep my head on.
Yes.
All right. But I plan on, any man I've had here, I believe that he's a man of God. And I have him back. So, praise the Lord. Let me read this here. Basic Fellowship 61. I was going to Africa just here some years ago, and I was in Madison Square. No, that was, excuse me, let's get down here. He's talking about, and he said, Tommy, it's Tommy Osborne now. I said, Tommy, you just come from the Isles? He said, yes, Brother Branham. I said, I guess you're so tired, honey, you flew up there. He said, I'm not a bit tired. I'm on a honeymoon. I said, a honeymoon? He said, yeah, me and my wife, we have a great time. He said, you see, Brother Branham, I'm glad the Lord didn't give me any discernment or anything. He said, you know, when you told me to sit under that oak tree, how many remembers that story?
Amen.
But, I just had it. F.F. Bosworth. Brother Brandon was talking to Tommy Osborne, and he said, you know, he's like, do I have a gift of healing and things? And Brother Brandon said, he's like, I believe any man that feels called to preach the gospel should preach healing. He said, but I think you ought to go sit under that oak tree for a little while.
Right.
And that was F.F. Bosworth over there.
Right.
What a teacher.
Yes.
A missionary, a real apostle of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. He said, you know, you told me to sit under the oak tree. I said, yes. He said, that bald-headed one? He said, I said, yes, sir. He said, I learned something, man.
Amen.
I just go. Now, listen, this is apostolic teaching.
Right.
I'm trying to get the way the apostles did it, the way the church started. This is what teaching was doing.
Right.
I just go and take the word, take about 30 minutes, and tie Satan in such a knot, he can't get out of it, and just offer prayer.
Hallelujah.
And say, you all that's healed, come on up. Said the first thing, one rise up and give another one courage, and another one said, me and my wife just sit back there and clap our hands and have a big time and shout till about 11 o'clock, and then the rest of them take it over and we go home, walk in the moonlight and have a great time.
Amen. Yes.
How many has been healed sitting in the service without any brother even praying for you?
Yes. Amen.
Right in this building.
True.
Why? Because you've been taught right.
That's right.
Not by Brother Andrew's intellect either.
No.
Holy Ghost tongue. Believe my word.
Amen.
I already healed you.
Amen.
I did it 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
Just accept it today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So teaching isn't supposed to just be the service that we have to survive through.
Amen.
How many's been there?
Yes, sir.
And that's what you thought. Well, he's a teacher. Let's pack it in. Let's get ready. We've been sitting here a while. Are you ready for the PowerPoint? And also, be honest with you, that one. Did I say that too loud? I'm sorry. God can use a PowerPoint, but I'll just leave that alone for now. Not to say God can't do it. I hope that's all understood. But I remember the apostles, they didn't even have a scripture. It's okay to have that, but that needs to be secondary. That's the same with even my notes here. This all needs to be secondary.
Yes.
That's
right. Amen.
It's the same with you sitting in the service right now.
Right.
The Holy Spirit's got to be the preeminent one.
Yes.
Not
Amen.
My neighbor there, my brother there, what I'm thinking. No, it's got to be the Holy Spirit or you're out of order.
That's right.
I'm talking about church order.
Yes.
Somebody wants to be in order.
Yes.
And you've got to come in the Spirit.
Amen.
And you know what? Reading our Bibles and things I think is good too, but a lot of times I think we just need to pray for a while.
Amen.
Because our minds are distracted.
That's right.
Because even when a distraction happens, we've had, you know, children, we all got them. They all fuss at some time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They all
Amen.
Do something wrong. Your dogs do something wrong.
That's right.
The pastor does something wrong.
Right.
But if everybody would not listen to the devil, get attached to that.
Right.
I don't believe the children fussing is necessarily the devil, okay? The children.
Right.
Who just do things, okay?
Nice.
I think the devil attaches the thought that goes in our head.
Right.
You get mad at me. How many's been there?
Yeah.
I've done it. I've been. And I realize that's just Brother Andrew.
That's right. It's true.
Because the Holy Spirit will get it taken care of.
Right.
And He's got offices to do that. We talk
Amen.
About the talk about the deacon a lot. Everybody understand deacon?
Yeah.
Amen.
I spent what I should have spent just one service on probably, but praise the Lord. You know, He got these offices for that reason. And God said a teacher to teach what we need to know. Not there to bore you, to excel you that much more.
Amen.
But teaching has to come. Look, this is in order for a reason. The apostle starts the word. The prophet brings the word, and the teacher establishes the people that are there.
Right.
And then he brings in governments and helps and things. And that's why I believe that the pastor, the main difference between the pastor and the other ones, is the organizational part, the shepherding and things of that sort, taking care of those things. The other ministers don't deal with that.
That's right.
And they actually specifically set up deacons so they didn't have to.
Right.
Amen. That's the scriptures. And I believe even the pastor has to get away for a little while sometimes.
Yes.
Because he'll go crazy.
Yes. Right. Amen.
I've almost hit that point.
Yeah.
He'll always do my portion. He will always be that. Brother
yeah.
Graham, didn't he say my brother Neville, I believe he said he should take 2 weeks off every year just to get him, you know, to make sure he's clear his mind? Because what happens is both ways.
Right.
That old comfortable shoe gets a little soft once in a while, don't it?
Right.
Wearing that pastor every service, in and out. You're kind of used to it. God will bring an evangelist say the exact same thing, but for some
right.
reason, you're like, oh, it was God.
Right, that's right. It's true. True, yes.
And it is our fault, probably.
Right.
that God needed to set off five of these? Because we're the ones that do that. We should accept the word no matter how it comes.
Right.
But God knows the way we are, so he sent different gifts to fulfill. Because he knew the need, so he provided for the need.
Amen.
And that's why God sends an evangelist, which I want to talk about now. And I'll try to wrap this up. How many's got a few more minutes here?
Amen.
Now, how many's got a few preacher minutes?
Amen.
Lord. Acts 21. Just read verse 8 there, and then I want to go to Acts 8. And the next day, we were there. Paul's company departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist. And as far as I know in Scripture, maybe this is the only time I hear the word evangelist even used, besides the one in Caesarea, often talking about Philip. You know what? Philip started as evangelist. Already talked about that for a little bit. But God called him to go to the field. He didn't stay in Jerusalem because he was evangelizing. He was going to find souls. That's an evangelist's real job. Let me make sure you understand that. He is to set the fire back ablaze and to get souls to come in. He's not to teach a church that's not his. That's why we get problems a lot of times, because both ways. Sometimes the evangelist goes and tries to get the church the way he wants it. You're not called to do that, buddy. Brother Branham even did it. He respected that man. Remember, he talks about it. He said, there's certain things I let off just because I know that group. I didn't want to destroy the man's influence.
That's right. That's true.
Now, that doesn't mean you lie, but it just might mean you're a wise serpent and you're harmless as a dove. There's absolute truth to that. And it goes the other way, too, because a lot of times, and I'm going to have to hide on this one, pastors are evangelists.
Right. That's true.
They don't stay at their church. They're going here. They're going to these meetings here.
Right.
They're up in Canada. They're in Mexico. And how do you blame them sometimes when other pastors are asking them to do it?
Right.
Hello.
True.
I'm glad I opened this up with, this is what I believe. Because I know there's a lot of pastors who have no problems with being gone half the year evangelizing the countryside.
Right.
But I don't think it's right.
Amen.
Or you're not called to do that and just go be an evangelist.
Right.
And let's get a man that's going to stay there.
Yeah.
How many of you can say this, that you can tell them, Brother Andrew, and in church?
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying that to lift me up. I'm saying that because I understand that when I've been in churches and the pastor leaves, it's different.
It is.
Right.
Now, God, I'm a man too, and I can use a break once in a while. Y'all know I'm a school teacher as well, and things. And God understands that, and I think we can handle a few services. But I think if I was gone months on end, you'd think, we might need to get somebody else.
Right.
And I don't blame you.
Right.
But the evangelist, Acts 8. Well, we can say, where was Philip when he first started? When did we first hear about him? Where is he? What's it? Jerusalem. I'll see what happens. Start at verse 8. Chapter 8, verse 4. Therefore they went, scattered abroad, and went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Where? A place where they hadn't heard it yet. He said, Paul said the same thing when he was doing apostolic. I didn't go build on some other man's foundation. I went and established the word where it hadn't been laid yet.
Amen.
See, it's not about proselyting. It's about finding souls.
Amen.
That's a real evangelist. He's looking for souls. He's not looking to persuade this one here and this one here.
No.
He wants to find somebody new. Somebody that ain't got it yet. That's what an evangelist job is. Verse 5. Went to Samaria and preached Christ unto them, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. See, you still got to have God identifying with you, or you ain't called.
Amen.
For unclean spirits crying with loud voices came out of many that were possessed with them. Many were taken with palsies, and they were lame and were healed. And it was great joy in that city. Now look, Philip is still an evangelist here. He does this work for a while. But then we go down and he talks about Simon the sorcerer and things like that. I want to skip over that if that's okay. Go down to verse 25. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. See, still evangelizing. But then look what Philip's doing. He's being led of the Lord. He's not just going because he's got an invitation by some man that's got a lot of money. He goes where the Spirit tells him to go.
Amen.
I wish we could see the building sometimes that Brother Brandon's preaching at on the tapes.
Right.
Because there's probably some more than this thing right here.
That's right.
And a man that could have made a life. A monument of a life, like some of the other men have over the ages, from all the money people would have gave him, but he wasn't obedient to man or money.
Amen.
He was obedient to God.
That's right.
And I don't believe in any justification for that. I can't stand even hearing that from ministers. say, well, you got to kind of, you know, play the money and play politics and stuff. You think this is on her? It's in the message. I've already heard it from different ministers. You got to kind of do that because, you know, I got to pay for my family and stuff like this. God have mercy. You ain't got faith. Get out of the pulpit. If you don't believe God called you to do it and he already made provisions for you and you got to play the money game, get out of the pulpit because that spirit of the devil of Balaam's in your ministry.
Amen.
And I'm not afraid to say that. You show me one quote justifies fallen money. You find one scripture that falls or justifies fallen money. Peter got to the point where he said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, stay there.
Hallelujah.
You think the God that can heal a man that ain't able to walk and provide some gold, he did it out of a fish's mouth one time. Get some faith.
Amen.
Say, well, I only got a little bit of faith. No, you don't have faith because if you had a mustard seed, you can move a mountain.
Amen.
And we are so Laodicean in our thinking.
Yeah.
We got to do this and play this scheme and not really lie to my boss, but kind of. Because I might lose my job for this or that. You preach the word as God tells you.
Amen.
Maybe that's why God let me be a school teacher, because that's usually the first job people say you can't say nothing about God, and I ain't afraid of it.
Amen.
Amen. How many knows that? How many students we had here? 10? Why? Because I'm not ashamed of this. I'm not trying to proselyte them either. And yeah, they haven't come to the word, but they know it. I'll tell you that much. We just saw Cole. How many members Cole come in here? A little scrawny guy. He came in here. We saw him there. Told me the same thing every time. I need to get right with the Lord. I can't. See, we're not here to save people.
No.
We're here to bring them to the Savior.
Yeah.
And that's where some ministries have gone wrong. They think they're the Savior. I am not the Savior.
No.
But the Savior sent me to tell you that he wants you saved.
Amen.
And he told you how to do it. Amen. And just obey it. Yeah. And God will fulfill his word.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 25. And when they returned to Jerusalem and preached many villages of the Samaritans, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Lord, look, what is the Bible we're having? These Samaritans are seeing the word. You want me to go to the desert? Was that Philip's attitude? No, because he wasn't following the money.
Right.
He wasn't following popularity or women.
Right.
He was following what God had commissioned him to do. He's an evangelist.
Right.
They've got the word here. Time for me to go.
That's right.
Lord led him south into the desert. What? Nobody there.
Right.
Remember, water is much to people. There's no water in the desert. Amen. Lost my spot there. Didn't say, okay. And he rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all of her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit of the Lord, said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understand thou what thou readest? He said, how can I, except some man should guide me? He desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place in Scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Now, is Philip about to teach? Not necessarily, because this man needs a conversion. So that's always, and look what he says, I love this. Then Philip opened his mouth. Okay, you didn't just think it. He opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
Yes.
And that's word of the way it's supposed to be. When you preach the word in the right way with the Spirit of God on you, it is no longer preaching about Jesus.
Right.
You're preaching Jesus.
Yeah.
And in tongues. And identifying yourself a lot.
Yes.
Amen. And as they went on their way, they came into certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? I wonder what he preached to him. Now the law of Acts 2:38 to me.
Yes.
Oh, we'll go in there, won't we? We'll tell those sinner women, you ought to dress nice and be humble. They ain't converted yet. What are you bothering with?
Right.
Then we'll go and teach them, oh, it wasn't fruit in the garden. Sometimes God does take one of those little nuggets and get somebody be stirred up, but it better lead to Calvary and to a conversion, or you wasted time.
Amen.
And you, as I said earlier, you can't convert them, but you can definitely point them there.
Amen.
And if you fail for them to recognize what they need to do to get saved, you have failed in your mission. Amen. I will tell you that. That's the one thing we want to get across to the world. This is how you get into Christ.
Amen.
And then from there, you know, we let the teacher teach what needs to be excelled upon and things of that sort. Amen. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went away on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Why? He was called to be an evangelist. And after he converted this eunuch, his job was done. And the Spirit of the Lord knew that, so to save some time, he just went ahead and picked him up and dropped him over to Azotus. Isn't that right?
Right.
And he kept, what did he just stop and say, well, I'll just settle in now, you know, I'm kind of tired. He went from city to city to city. Why? That's an evangelist.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. This clear on these gifts?
Yes.
Amen. I believe in all five.
Amen.
I do. I believe there's still prophets. I believe there's still evangelists. I believe there's still apostles. I believe there's still teachers. I believe there's still pastors. The reason I talk about a pastor, you all know that, because I preached on just the pastor before. And I went on and hit it again and again and again. So I think I don't want to do that anymore. But what I want to say, finish this, is right here. I'm gonna wrap up on this quote. It's the Evening Messenger, 63. I wouldn't hurt you for nothing, but I had a vision not long ago of being in the paradise of God. I cannot but tell you the truth. God help us ministers to be honest in these things and tell the truth. Amen. What I'm trying to say, when the message begins to swing over them and they don't want you, you're a crackpot, you're a fanatic, you ought to have lived 50 years ago, see? Oh, you might think that I wouldn't have such as a pastor. It's your pastor anyhow.
Right.
It's your prophet anyhow. It's your apostle anyhow. It's your evangelist anyhow. It's your teacher anyhow. Jezebel would never admit that Elijah was her pastor, but he sure was. He certainly was. He was sent an example, a messenger to the nation of Israel. And today, the precious Holy Spirit in God's Word is a messenger to the church to straighten them out and to bring them back to the Word. And Ephesians 4 told us how he would do it. He said he sent some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, some pastors. For what? The perfecting of the saints.
Yeah.
The work of the ministry. Till we all come to the knowledge of the Son of God. Where? In the heart of every believer. Proving Jesus Christ in every form he's ever come is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's coming this age as the Son of Man, alive in his people. And there's a voice still speaking to five gifts given to you for you to know who you are. Any man that won't give the people what God has given needs to step down and let a man stand there that'll do it, that'll say the truth, that will say that this message is absolutely right, and anything contrary is the devil.
Amen.
That'll tell you that we're not waiting for some revival to come. The Word is here.
Amen.
The Word is the revival. It won't be like it was. The prophet already told us that. There won't be big tent meetings. There won't be thousands of droves. But the revival's in the people.
Amen.
They were dying all over Egypt, but in Goshen they had light. In Goshen they were protected. In Goshen they had life.
Amen.
And that's where the church is. That's why God has brought these gifts. Sometimes you need a man to come and tear down your entire belief and start it afresh as an apostle would.
Yes.
Sometimes you need somebody to give you some thus saith the Lord so you can stop dilly-dallying with your reason and realize that God knows everything in your heart.
Amen.
God has sent a prophet to tell you that.
Yes.
Sometimes we get to the place where we think we can just sin and do whatever we want. God will send that evangelist there and tear your hide up and say, get back in line.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
If you don't want that, he'll bring the old shepherd. He's got a rod too. You better believe it. And he'll whack you over the head. You might be a little more cautious about it, but he is not letting you go out there where the wolves are.
Yeah.
He's going to keep you protected behind the only thing that can help you, and that's the Word of God.
Amen.
And he'll sleep with you, right? He'll be in the same pen. He'll smell like you. You know, we don't want to take one another's spirit, but we ought to all have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
us are in there. We come to the core of you. The teacher can come and tell you, look, this is what you really are. You think you're just some helpless sheep your God will let.
Amen.
See those wolves? We're going to go out there in a little bit here. Don't you fear none of them.
Yes.
Right. The shepherd's going to go too.
Amen.
Just follow him. Stay in line. Isn't that right? You know what the word said in the message? Stay in line. Because all these gifts, what is it? It's not the man is given as the gift, but it's because the Holy Spirit is working through that.
Yes.
All through all five of them. And if you cut it off, you're hindering the body.
Right.
And if you cut your part off, right? Because you might not be one of those, but you're still part of the body.
Right.
I said it before, I'll say it again. These fingers here would be no good if I didn't have a hand attached to it.
Right.
This hand wouldn't be no good if I didn't have an arm attached to it. And my, we'd all be in trouble if we didn't have a head up here.
Right.
Amen. Church order, huh? Somebody believes what I said to you.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to try my best to hold to my convictions and say it like this. If I believe a man called me an apostle, I should not be afraid to say that.
Right.
But I'm not going to call people apostles that aren't doing an apostle's work.
Right.
Amen. Same with an evangelist, teacher, and so forth like that. I've said it, I think, two times. I'm going to do it one last time. A man can be used in the work of one of those offices, and then God calls him something else.
Right.
We tend to limit God. And that was, even Brother Branham had a hard time with that. Because he just couldn't understand how he, so why can't I be a prophet like the Old Testament? They just stayed up in the woods, and then they came down with us as Lord, and they went back up. Because God told me, you weren't called for that. I called you to be an evangelist right now.
Right.
Go. I'll get you right here. Your prophetic work here.
Right.
Amen. Right. He couldn't get away from it. He couldn't fake it. He's still a prophet of the Lord. Don't even misconstrue that. He was always a prophet. But he did the work of an evangelist for many years.
Right.
When he left Branham Tabernacle, there was a man there to take over.
Right.
I believe that to be apostolic. I'll be what Brother Bram did. He started that work. Remember, he broke off from Brother Davis there. Some people think God's not in church splits. Well, not usually, but he can.
Right.
God can ordain that. A man's not going to stay with the word. He'll go find someone that will.
Right.
Amen. That's right. Unless you think God's prophet made a mistake, but I don't think so. I think he was following what the Lord told him. And he went there and he did, I believe, to be an apostolic work. He started to work there. He knew after a while, remember he talks about it, that he was not called to be a pastor.
Right.
So he set up a man and he went and continued to do the work of an evangelist. Well, I believe it's because God's prophet had to be exposed to all of it.
Amen.
I really believe that. Because
yeah.
He could teach it the right way then. Because he was a teacher too. And they got on him about that more than anything.
Yeah.
So you're not called to be a teacher.
Right.
Boy, you might be right in one way of the word, but as far as the other, I'm glad he was allowed to teach the word.
Because
I wouldn't know where to stand if he hadn't taught the word
the way
it was supposed to be.
Right.
Amen. But in this day and age, we've got to make the word our absolute.
Yeah.
We've got to stand on it with all our heart. We've got to come expecting that if God gave us something, it's what we need.
Right.
And we're here to receive whatever God has. And I'm not saying that I'm the only thing in this building. Every one of you have something to give to the body.
That's
the main thing you've got to do to get it is enough faith to know that God elected you as part of his body. And you're not just some drone that lays on the side.
Right.
You're a part of the body.
Yes.
You're here to be used of God. I get so tired of the
where
the gifts of the Spirit are here.
Right.
It's here. It's not just the ministering gifts. How can we say we believe in these gifts back here if we don't believe in the gifts that are out there?
Amen.
It's the same scripture.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So when you go and we think, well, I'm not called to do this, I'm not called to do that, you're a part of the body. You're called to be a son or daughter of God.
Amen.
And the same son or daughter of God, it doesn't matter if he's behind the pulpit or not, has the Spirit of God in
him.
And the Spirit has gifts it wants to give. But here's the main thing that goes wrong. You get selfish.
Good.
Oh, I want to give just so I can, you know, Brother Andy, play with it. People do that behind the pulpit too.
That's right. Amen.
So you can feel a good high from it, I guess, you know, and things of that sort, but if that's your motive, step down. You know.
Right.
You're speaking in tongues just so everybody can come by and say, whoa, Jesus, so spiritual. I haven't seen that too often because I don't see the speaking of tongues very often, but
right.
Those that I've seen, I believe, are sincere about it. So
yes, amen.
Interpretation is the same way. And think, but if your heart's right, I'm telling you, there's so much power here right now. That's why we're teaching the word like this. It's why I've gone through church order. It's not to make you a bunch of deadbeats or just lay around like a bump on a pickle. It's to tell you to get working.
Amen. Yeah.
For you to understand how God ordained us this way.
Yes.
And this is the way it will work.
Amen.
And I believe it's the same with God's prophet, the way God, that's why we set up the church order, the way God's prophet did.
Right.
Because I believe it will work.
Amen.
And it does work.
Yes.
And it will continue to work. Because it wasn't a man's idea.
Right.
It's God's idea.
Right.
Amen. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's just worship him for a little while. Just give him praise and honor due his name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't be afraid to worship. That's what we're here for. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we change the order of the service here. Let's just spend a little time worshiping. Nothing else. Nothing. Don't worry about anything else. Let's just worship. With all your heart, don't give God some halfway worship. Just give him all your heart. He's due. It's due his name. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. Praise him. Praise him. We worship you, Lord. We lift you up, Father. You're so great, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing me and saving me and taking care of me, Lord. You're my God and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise his glorious name. Thank you, Jesus. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit now. Let your condemnation fall, brother, sister. Put it right in that blood. If there's any darkness in there, don't bring it before a holy God. Bring it through the atonement. Then you can approach the holy God confidently, boldly, that whatever you ask, he'll give it to you. I just want to give the Holy Spirit time to work here. Don't look around. Don't worry about anyone else. Reverence yourself before God. Don't take me as arrogant here. The Holy Spirit's always here right now. He's so close. You don't have to be afflicted, child of God. You don't have to be worrying and doubting and fretting. You don't have to live that way. But get your faith to where you can just accept what he said. He is our peace. That's already broken down the wall. There's no wall between you and God. That's the devil brought that up with some unbelief. Faith will show you that the wall was destroyed. And you have fellowship with God as you've made your heart right before him. Hallelujah. Praise his glorious name. Oh my. You can't help but cry in his presence sometimes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Forget about everything else. Look right to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. You have a desire of prayer. There's enough faith here to destroy anything. Hallelujah. It's hard even to speak English right now, but I want you to understand what I'm saying. If you need prayer, please come forward now. If you're afflicted, tormented in any way, the enemy, renounce that thing. Thank you, Jesus. Let the Spirit flow through you freely. Look, there's gifts of healing, gifts of tongues, they're all here. God gives you supernatural thoughts. Don't downplay that. Act upon God's word. Get yourself out of it. Say, God, that's you. I'll just yield to what you got to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to sing that softly, that'll be fun. But I want to stay worship. Yield. Let God have the glory today. Praise you, Father. You just step out of the way and the Lord will take care of you. Don't be afraid of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise His name.
Look full in His wonderful face. And the faith of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Praise His name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Just any way you worship, worship the Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, all your mercy, love, and power. Thank you for making us alive. Faith lift up. Encourage one another in faith. Believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do not be afraid. Give God praise and faith. We're not a normal people. It's supernatural. God lives in every one of us. Are you bound to renounce that bondage? Hallelujah! The Lord's already commanded you what to do. Go ahead.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Be patient with the Lord Jesus right now. I'm telling you, the Spirit is still here. Hear the Spirit of the Lord. I've given. Canst thou not see? I've given to you everything. I've given to you all. I've given you my kingdom. I've given you my promise. I've given everything for you. Do not doubt me no longer. Do not doubt, I say. Do not doubt my word. Do not doubt my promise. Do not doubt my spirit. Do not tell my prophet. I that love you have given everything I could find for you. Receive what I have given, I say. Receive my word, yea. Receive my spirit. Receive eternal life. For I have given it to you. Saith the Lord God. Not to another. Not to another church. Not to another people. But unto you. I have given, saith the Lord. I have given to my elect. And her only. Do not doubt me any longer. Do not take yourself from my presence by thine unbelief, but believe my word. I have given it to you, saith the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My word is against you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, blessed God. Praise your name. Hallelujah. There's more to be done in this service.
Yes.
That's thus saith the Lord. Yes. Do not leave here without every blessing God ordained for you.
Yes, Lord.
Take every thought of any man that's here right now. You're in the presence of the Almighty. Don't be too proud. He's so humble, you'll step right over the top of him. But I'm telling you, he's here now. He's spoken to you. He repeated himself so many times. And God doesn't use a vain repetition. That means we needed to hear it that many times.
Yes.
Oh my. Just receive prayer. Get that burden off your shoulders, church. I feel that heaviness.
Yes.
Enemy, I can't stand him. Glory to God. See, brother, how do I get the victory? Confess what the word has said about you. That's me, Lord. That's me, Lord. Even what was just spoken. That was for me. It's for brother. So that's for me.
Yes, Lord.
That's for me.
Yes.
And act upon it.
Hallelujah.
Worship him. It's already done. Act like,
yes.
I'm already healed.
Hallelujah.
I'm not in sin no more. I'm saved.
Yes.
I'm not empty. I'm full. God, praise. Worship him.
Thank you,
glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God on the highest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're free today. You're free. I don't care what bondage the devil's had on your life.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit delivers you now.
Yes.
Receive the word.
Yes. Yay and amen. Yay and amen. Hallelujah.
Now act upon it.
Hallelujah.
Free man doesn't wall around in his cell anymore. He runs.
Yes.
He's free.
Yes.
He worships. He doesn't got his hands
yes.
locked down. He can throw them in the air.
Yes.
He's free.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't
yes.
got any back pain. He's free.
Yes. Amen.
Pray with our sister here. Worship and praise him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Shall be saved. I might be one bound by affliction, one bound by grief, but it's still the devil nonetheless. And we rebuke you, Satan, in all your kingdom. As a church of the living God, we put our faith together. Said, if two of you agree on any one thing, you do it, Lord. And we pray for deliverance, that all the shackles would fall, and that both these women would find themselves in you and serve you with all their heart, free from any affliction, free of any devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it, Lord, and we believe you, Father, that you'll do it. You've done it for my sister before, and you'll do it again for you the same. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Now you bury that doubt that's going to devil's dead. Sometimes the Lord just wants you to tell him that you love him, that you appreciate him. It doesn't always have to be some big thing. It's the little things we don't do that grieves him. With all he's done for us, you think we can just show our affection to him a little bit here and there? Trust you don't take me for a fanatic. But I believe in the moving of the Spirit of God. And certain things that might be confusing to others, if you listen to the Spirit, it makes it very plain. I believe in worshiping in tongues, and there's a difference in speaking, and I can tell you the moment that changed with our sister here. You might not believe that. I don't know, but I heard the difference. I'm not hearing, you just know. Now the Spirit was speaking directly to us to hear a message of the Lord. You can't make up messages like that. I don't even talk like that. Your sister doesn't talk like that either. It sounds like, oh, it's the same thing, and then look what the Lord had to say. The same thing, the same thing, the same thing. There's nothing out of place. I believe those gifts are there to edify. How many is edified from that message from the Lord?
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to join in with me too. Because my vision of what I see, the bride of Christ, too many times I see it so much shorter than that. It's here. You're not. You her that if I've got any voice in my body, I want to tell the bride who she is. We're done. I'm sick and tired of the devil running rampant. I'm sick of the devil even coming to service and get somebody to believe, boy, you can't use me today. That's not true. That's not true.
Nope.
Every part supplies. Every part is essential. That's why when people miss, it's not the same.
No.
Because if you're part of the body, you're a part of it.
Yeah.
You're not part of some haphazard plan. This is a predestinated plan.
Amen. Yes.
You're here to stand
yes.
in the most darkest of days to shine the greatest of lights.
Yes.
Right. To where Jesus couldn't even say, greater works will you do at the end
yes.
than what I've even done here.
Amen.
Apply that to your life now.
Yes,
apply
Lord.
That to your yes. life. Say, how, brother?
Yes.
Love the Lord all the time.
Yes.
And when you're on the job,
yes.
you see an affliction. I'm telling you, if you listen to the Spirit of God,
yes.
it'll be just like Peter. Didn't even pray yet that day. How many knows that story? He went up to the gate, beautiful, wasn't even prayed up, but he was walking in the
yes.
Spirit and told a man, get up, rise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
The same man. Convinced enough people of what the word was that just his shadow healed the sick.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Peter and Paul and James, John, Brother Branham were not supermen. They were men filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yep. Yes.
And the same Spirit lives
yes.
in you now.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Gifts of healing are here right now. I'm telling
Glory.
You that right now.
Glory.
The Lord's let me show you, and I believe
yes.
not for me, but that you can see what it looks like.
Yes.
All it is rise
yes.
in the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You've seen the word of knowledge come through and tell when Sister Robinson was here, tell her exactly what she needed to hear,
yes.
and Brother Warren's been well since.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Why? Is that for Brother Andrew? It's for you.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
See Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You see, it's his arms yes. that are open.
Yes.
And you get so lost sometimes I can't figure out if it's still me or if it's him anymore.
Oh,
it's the Spirit
yes.
of God is here.
Yes.
Same God that walked through the prophet is revealed here.
Yes.
Amen.
You didn't change. You didn't get weaker. It's the same
yes.
God.
Yes.
Believe it with all your heart.
Yes.
Sister came forward for her children. Believe that with all your heart.
Yes,
I'm a product of that promise thing right here before
yes.
you. Most of you are too.
Yes.
Parents stood in the gap for you for years. God help us to look and see that it wasn't even just that parent, but it was your heavenly Father before the foundation of the world. Saw you standing. Look, August 17th, 2014, right here.
Thank you.
He predestinated you right here, right now, not to be defeated, but to be victorious.
Yes.
Worship him.
Yes.
Glory to God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Don't just worship in truth, worship in spirit and in truth. Let yourself go for a little while. Don't hold on to your flesh. Your flesh say, be quiet. Get rid of that. Praise him anyhow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the shout of victory. Glory to God in the highest. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 That's deliverance, church. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like. When the devil's out of the picture altogether. Glory to God. Don't let him come back. He's a squatter. Hallelujah. 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 Just in case you're doubting, I feel that thing leave now. That's what we've been waiting on right there, is the Holy Spirit to have its way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Praise His glorious name. Worship Him any way you feel right now. It's just worship right now. Just praise Him. Just praise Him. Let the Spirit do as He pleases. You praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just sing and praise Him for a little while here. I don't want to keep you all afternoon because I believe the Spirit of the Lord has now had its way like He desires. Say, is that all it is? That's all it is. If you accept that word, you apply it to your heart, and it's over. Glory to God. You just start thanking Him. You just start acting on it. Oh, you got pain? I ain't got no pain no more. I'm just going to dance and skip and feel great. You get depressed? No, sir. I'm gonna wear a smile everywhere I go. You got condemnation trying to fall you? No, sir. I got a clear conscience. God gave it to me. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise His name. Let's just sing and worship for a little while. Have you be dismissed here? Cause He lives. That's the only reason
I can face.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God grant it. Worship, sister in the spirit, and just keep the atmosphere right. If you feel to leave, please, if you got to do things, be very quiet, respectful, just go ahead and go on out when you're ready.
you have stayed here just a little while, that's fine. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
It's been good to be in the house of the Lord.